Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the ninth day of June, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is deception. And before we get into the meat of the matter, we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob or Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru am byth. We will take callers later on in the program. Of course, we are asking that you use proper language, as we have a mixed audience, and also try not to walk on top of other callers who may be on the line. And also a reminder that we are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted automatically until such time as they indicate to me they wish to speak. And then you will be added to what they call the queue, and then I will take them out of the queue in the order that they show up. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces or any special characters, just plain old pastordan.net. I want to read a verse here as soon as I get it up on the screen. That I had, what happened to it? Oh, here it is. Okay. This is out of Matthew chapter 7, and it's under the subtitle of the Golden Rule. Again, starting at verse 12. All those things then which you would have men to you, even so you should do to them, because this is the law and the prophets. This verse here is often referred to as the Golden Rule. In a lot of versions, it's simply do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, just a different way of saying it. And obviously, this verse is trying to tell us all the law and the prophets wrapped up into that simple principle. And I'm going to tell you something. As a boy, when I attended church, back then it was the Methodist Church, and of course the Methodist Church in the 1950s was a lot different than the church today, obviously. But we talked about the Golden Rule quite a bit, and I know a lot of modern people would say I was just a gullible little boy, but I took it to heart as a young man. It's like, if it's in the scriptures and it agreed with my spirit, and I've tried to live most of my life according to that very simple principle, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I can't tell you how many jobs I've gotten over the years by obeying that rule, how many interesting people I've got to know, how many times I've been blessed. And yet, people just don't seem to get it, do they? It's one verse. How simple can it be? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. In other words, we used to have another saying is walk a mile in somebody else's shoes before you start judging them. Okay? Simple rules, folks. Why are we being deceived today? Why is there so much deception? Because we no longer worship or have reverence for truth. And this verse is true. It's a principle. It's a timeless principle. Then we go on to verse 13. Go in by the narrow door, for wide is the door, and open is the way which goes to destruction, and great numbers go in by it. For narrow is the door, and hard the road to life, and only a small number make discovery of it. This is being read from the Bible in Basic English translation. Again, the narrow door, meaning, you know, it's a corollary of the verse talking about a camel going through the eye of a needle. the small door going into the cities that went around. Remember, Jerusalem and many of the major cities of the day were walled cities. So you had to go in into the city through a gate. Typically, they had a great big main gate where all the big wagons and lots of people went in. But they had a lot of what they called the narrow doors further around the walls of the city. And the narrow doors had a nickname being called the needle, just like the eye of the needle. As you people that sew or knit, you know what that's like, trying to thread a needle and hit that small eye. But it's a idiomatic expression, the eye of the needle, meaning a very narrow door. So camels, obviously, which are wider than the average man, because those narrow gates were typically meant for people to come and go, so a camel would have a very difficult time going through a narrow gate. And this is talking about the same thing. It is narrow. The doors that lead to life and to prosperity and blessings and all that typically are not the big wide doors. And just like we talked about in verse 12, the golden rule, it's easy. Anybody could do it, but how many people actually do? All right? How many people actually do? They don't. Anybody could follow that rule, but they choose to go the way of the great numbers, just as it says here. Open is the way, or wide is the door that goes to destruction, and great numbers go by it. Walk out amongst the people. Great numbers with diapers on their face. Great numbers running down to get that experimental serum stuck in their arm. I got it from a relative of mine who has a friend that's retired Air Force. He still goes to the VA hospitals and has a lot of contacts. And he was talking to the doctors at the VA hospital, and they were telling him how they are finding metallic substances in these so-called serums that they're injecting people with. So all those people that like to say, well, this is just all conspiracy theory. Really? I don't think so. The truth is going to come out sooner or later, but we have a lot of deception, and of course propaganda, public relations, TV media, all the other various forms of media are all meant to propagandize you or to deceive you. And it looks like we have a caller already, so let me see if I can bring this up here. And it says from Canada, is it true? Hello, Canada.
That's the truth.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay.
It's Andy. We talked many years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I have a question for you. It's way off topic, but now you just mentioned the experimental vaccine. We know who's behind everything, who for 6,000 years has been our enemy and has been trying to wipe us out and has been doing a pretty good job. Now, we read about in Obadiah about Joseph and Jacob being a flame and a fire, and I don't know how that can ever happen. I don't know what the how we're ever going to attain that. The problem is God put a mark on Cain to protect him so that we wouldn't kill him, that he would be taken like a vengeance on us if we did it several fold. And so all we can do, as our ancestors have done, is drive Cain out of our countries. But obviously that's not going to happen now. So the question is, we know what the problem is. What can any of us do? I don't see anything happening until Jesus comes back and has an immortal army so that they can, you know, do things that humans can't do.
Well, that's a good point. We really don't know exactly how Obadiah and Ezekiel 25 come to pass. It just says at some point, he makes his children become his battle axe and weapons of war, and we rise up and deal with this ancient enemy that's walking amongst us. All I can say is that I've seen a huge increase in the number of people that are talking about these creatures. We call them Jews, but, 20, 30 years ago, people whispered the term Jew or anything racial. They were so timid and afraid, they were whispering it. Those days are gone. I go to websites now where I'm watching videos about different things that are happening, and I read the comments, a lot of times hundreds and hundreds of comments. And you'll see the vast majority of the comments are identifying who our enemy is. There's just more and more truth tellers out there, and I believe we're in the ramp up to Obadiah 18, which has to be much like it was in the 1700s in America, where George Washington, before he and the militia could take to the field of battle, you had to awaken the people. And that took almost 100 years of preaching, the Liberty Tree postings, the writing of the book Common Sense by Thomas Paine. All of that was a precursor to blood flowing in the streets, an actual revolution. And that was not the end time, but just for that one at that time. And it sort of looks like this is ramping up the same way. The consciousness of the people seems to be rising all over the world as to who our tricksters are, the liars and deceivers. And of course, at the top of that is the Jew. I mean, he controls the media. He controls the purse strings. He controls most of our governments through the control of media and the fact that they can make or break your reputation, just like they created a background for Obama when he was a loser. Obama was nothing, and yet they created it like he was some great, intelligent politician and going to lead us into a new decade of racial tolerance and all this other hogwash. And so people are starting to get it. They really are. So I don't, myself, you're right. It appears, looking at the situation through the eyes of man, that we can't win, which is exactly the way the prophets said it would look. But somehow, some way, we are going to do that. We are going to win. We are going to, according to Obadiah, remove this enemy in whatever form that takes. And we will restore this earth because it belongs to our Father. It doesn't belong to our enemies. They're allowed to be here to tempt us and to be a thorn in our side, just like he said thousands of years ago, that if you don't obey me, your enemies will become a thorn in your side. And they certainly have. But it boils down to our people have given up loving the truth. I mean, really, if you think about it, that's the root of everything going on right now, is our average white brother or sister out there, they don't give a damn about what the truth is anymore. A lot of
I wonder,
now there's a growing number that do care. Go ahead.
I wonder how many of the Caucasian people are actually from Ham or Japheth, because even if we are, the people are Semitic, true Semitic, well, look at our ancestors. They had so many miracles to get out of Egypt, and not 5 minutes later, they make the golden calf. Can you think of a more faithless people? And this is the chosen line. So imagine how much the Hamites are faithful. Not at all. And I think a lot of the rotten people are out there who are white are probably from that line.
I agree.
We don't know who's
who. I agree. Right. Well, I think
until
we do.
Until we know the fruits.
Right. Judge them by their fruits. I think he gave us the clue when he said, he said the Spirit will testify to the truth, and he said judge people by their fruits, because words are easy, and it's the deeds that you judge them by. And I have noticed that in all my travels, especially in the last 10 years, all my travels, and I look at all the people that are on my list of friends and associates, etc., etc., one of the things that attracted me to these people, men and women, was a connection. I call it a connection, a chemistry, a synergy, an energy, whatever you want to call it. And I believe that's where you can pick up the difference between a white man who has Abrahamic blood, but he's not an Israelite, and the true Israel people who do love the truth, who do love Yahweh the Father, who do love his law, and they want to make this a better world, where the rest of them, they just don't get it. And they're the white people out here buying into all the BS about communism is good and socialism is good and feminism is good and putting the white man down. The white people that go along with that garbage or are into race mixing, they're not part of us.
No, you could actually say that part of the tares are white because they're showing themselves right now. There's such a division between righteous law-obeying people who are in the vast minority and the majority who don't care about anything except pleasure and their own satisfaction in life. And they may just as well be tares.
Well, I agree. I agree. I don't see it written anywhere where it says the tares are all going to be non-whites. Exactly. I believe that there's a large number of the tares that are white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's interesting that you mentioned about the thorns in our side, because that has fulfilled itself as a prophecy. With the inoculation is a prick in our side.
Very good. Yeah, you're right. and I still can't believe how many people are getting this thing. Now, it's not as much as the mainstream media is saying, but there are a lot of people lining up for this thing. But then again, if this is Father's way of thinning out the herd and separating the wheat and the tares, who are we to argue?
I think it actually is. You know, I read that in, 1910, when they had the original plague of some kind and people were wearing masks, the people who refused to mask were the ones who buried those who did mask. So we may see in a year from now who's standing.
Oh, amen. I believe that. I actually believe that. You're right. The ones who take a stand and are overcomers right now, overcoming the pressure, the propaganda, the intimidation, the cancer culture, cancel culture, all that stuff, the people that overcome all that, you're right. They'll be the last ones standing, and they will be burying the people that went along with the beast.
Yeah. Well, all we can do is hold until relieved, I guess, and just get through each day at a time without going crazy with all the pressures they put on us that are just so unnatural and inhuman.
Oh, amen. You're right. This is definitely the period of time where we take things one day at a time and we reach out to each other and network and lift each other up in brotherhood and discipleship right now, because it's needed. This is a lot of pressure. Everybody I talk to is stressed out, anxious, tired, weary. The ones that are doing the best, number one, are the people that don't watch television. I've noticed that. The people that seem to be getting it faster and are healthier and wiser and sleeping better are the ones that are walking away from the mainstream media and television, because that is completely satanic. Everything associated with Hollywood and the main mainstream media is completely anti-Christ and ridiculous. So, number one, walk away from that. Number two, get right with the Father. I mean, when you're walking with the Father, you have his promise of the comforts of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about everybody else out there, but I know I'm ministered to by Yahweh's Spirit. And that's what gives you an edge over the rest of these people. Because there's constant reminder that we are his chosen, constant reminders that he loves us above all other things, and that these testings and whatnot are to try us in the fire to refine us and make us better people, which it does. It makes us grow a backbone. It makes us take a stand. It's easy to go out and proclaim the truth of Yahweh and all of that when everybody else is doing it. It's easy if you're in charge, you got all the money and you got all the guns to go out and do all that. But when the whole world is telling you to put a dirty diaper on your face and stick an experimental substance in your arm, or they're going to shame you or threaten your job or not let you go down to Walmart and buy their sick little toys and their trashy food if you don't acquiesce, oh, well, now it costs you something. I just got off the phone talking to a dear friend and also my daughter, and they were saying how many friends they've lost over this whole scamdemic BS going on because they don't wear a face diaper. And they challenge all this stuff. And they've lost, I think my daughter said she's lost 75% of her friends. 75%. Well, that's thinning out the herd. I think we need to lose 75% of the people we used to associate with. I don't want to be around these morons. I don't know about you, but anybody that has so few brains in their head and so little intestinal fortitude, I don't want to be around them.
Exactly.
They kind they disgust me.
Well, it's almost like through circumstances, we are being forced out of Babylon and into an ark of sorts. And there's only a few survived on the ark. Unfortunately, Cain must have been on the other side of the flood because he came through it. But I wonder how many other Adamites were killed in the flood.
Oh, I'm sure there were a lot of Adamites in there. The main thing, to me, one thing is this is my research and my opinion I'm going to give here. I don't believe the flood was worldwide. I don't believe the historical records support that. I don't think logic supports that. And it doesn't explain the other races still being here after the flood. And I'm not going to buy into this that everybody walking on Earth came from the three surviving sons. No, that's impossible. Biologically and scientifically and medically, that is impossible. Whereas a local flood in that particular area of Western China, where we think that's where it was, that does make sense. That makes perfect sense, as a matter of fact, because number one, how would you get a pair of all the unclean and seven of all the clean animals on the earth onto a boat? That'd be pretty damn hard. Whereas just the animals that were... Huh?
Well, not only that, it'd be hard to put them back on the continents where we find them now afterwards.
Exactly.
I think they just had the farm animals that they were using in that area, like the sheep, the goat, or whatever, chickens and stuff like that. That makes more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Ralph up in Canada wants to know, Andy, if you're from Canada. And I think you said you're from Canada, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Ralph. He's listening in. In fact, the number of folks listening and participating in the ministry lately from Canada has increased quite a bit. So
I don't know anyone up here. Like, I met you in Michigan one time years ago when I gave you that poetry book, and I think I introduced you to the Colbran.
Yes.
Which is still an amazing book to get a second witness of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I've got just in my email accounts, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Canadians. That's just in my address book. And they go all the way from Western Canada to the Eastern Shore, all over Canada. And that doesn't even include people like Ian McDonald, which I haven't talked to in a good many years. I interviewed him. He was with the Canadian Royal Air Force in World War II. And he saw the truth about the lies of Germany, and he also witnessed the destruction by Jews after World War II, and it cost him millions of dollars. He was a rich man at one point in Canada in the government service there. And it cost him his reputation and his rental properties of dollars because he told the truth. So there are quite a few folks.
Pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, our white nations all over the earth need to be liberated. They're all being run by psychopaths posing as white men and women when most of them are Jews, or if they're not Jews, they're certainly controlled by Jews through money and whatever. So, you know, the white nations of the world are suffering under all this treason. And, you know, to me, it's amazing is why can't white people figure this out? Nothing gets better for us. Every year we get more stuff taken away. Our countries are becoming polyglots of all these different races. And that brings about crime, disease, lowering of the national IQ, which is another indicator of a high increase in crime. Everything negative comes from this massive immigration, and yet it's happening simultaneously to all the white nations. Well, it's because every white nation's run by traitors who typically are not white. They may look like white people, but they're the wolves in sheep's clothing. They're not of us.
Yeah, just like our prime minister, who they say is actually the son of Fidel Castro.
Yeah, I've read that. That wouldn't surprise me.
He acts like him. You know, I turned on TV for the first time in 20 years a week or two ago, and I was astonished at the commercials, how offensive the commercials are. There's nothing but mixed families in there, and they're showing gay and lesbian couples openly, and they'll show white women with black children. Like, we have been erased.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the main, I go visit family, and they got TVs on and whatnot, because I don't watch television anymore at all. So when I go visiting, though, if they have it on there, it is utterly disgusting that not a single, it's not just on the TV ads, by the way, everything coming through the mail, every billboard, every other source of, quote, advertisement, and we all know who's the king of advertisement dollars and companies, yep, Jews again. Every single thing coming in the mail, every single thing on a poster, billboard, newspaper, magazine, or television, there is no racial purity at all. It's all mixed, and most of the mix is the males are non-white, typically black, and the females are attractive white women, and their kids are always biracial. Every piece of mail, every advertisement. So, you know, we've been trying, Andy, we've been trying to raise the alarm on this issue for at least 35 years. You know, when you came down and we met up there at the feast up there in Michigan, you know, even back then, we were telling people this is where we're heading, and a lot of people just didn't seem to get it.
Well, it's the time of Jacob's trouble, but it's not the time of Rachel's trouble. The women are doing better than ever, but it's the white men who've been erased from society. They've kicked us into the ocean. When are we going to, with our backs to the ocean, turn around and say, no, we're not going in. Just wait for us. We're coming out now.
I can't tell you, Andy, how many phone calls and conversations I have with white men on that issue lately. Again, from where I'm sitting, that tells me we're getting very close. All it's going to take is a spark. It's a spark. The anger, the frustration, the lack of any fact that we're being run by psychopaths and traitors, the fact that the white man has been disenfranchised in his own lands. All we need is 3-4% of the population that represent lions or warriors to really understand all this, and that will be more than enough people, because these psychopaths are not in great number. The only reason they get away with what they do is because they control the purse strings and the media. Okay, so the illusion, again, deception, which is our title tonight, the deception is the illusion that they've got everything wrapped up. What's going to happen is our people are going to become a flame in a fire when this thing ignites, or as Rudyard Kipling talked about in The Awakened Saxon, when our people finally reach that point where they are not going to take any more of this crap, it's going to ignite just like a fire. It's going to burn hot. It's going to cover a lot of ground very, very quickly, and it will be ugly. For the unrighteous and the wicked, it will be ugly. There's not going to be any prisoners taken. There'll be no quarter given. It's time to exterminate the wicked, just like Malachi chapter 4 says. And that's what I see in the future. I really do. I know it looks bad now, and everybody is frustrated, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and we need to be preparing for it.
The enemy does not understand the consequence of what they are doing. They think they can go along and keep taking things from us, and we'll just continue to lay down. But we're rapidly coming to a point where we have nothing left that we've cherished. It's all gone. They've taken any potential career from white men. They've taken all the women from white men. They've taken our hope, our future. We all live in apartments and basements. We don't have homes anymore. Everything is gone. So what do we have to lose? We have nothing but our bodies and our rage and our righteous indignation and knowing what the truth is. So we just need enough of us.
Yeah, and we need that coming together around the leadership and then the action that comes from the Father. Those two things are the only things left. We still have a lot of backbiting and people trying to cause a discord within. And then when we start coming together and we start following and figuring out who the leaders that Yahweh has put here, when we start figuring that out, then the army spirit will be right behind it. I think he's getting very close, because for one thing, if Yahweh doesn't summon his sons and daughters to rise up here very soon, there'll be no flesh saved. They really won't. They've polluted everything on this earth. Everything. And so there'll be, it's not just the Adamic man, the Israelites that are going to get punished with all this. It's going to affect everybody, and they're just too dumb to figure it out. It's the white men, the Adamic men that were put here to keep law and order. We are the ones that see it much more clearly than they do. They're just having a good old time partying. The Jews have turned them loose on us. They basically told the departments of justice at the state and federal level, let the mayhem and the attack on white men, just let it go. So they're enjoying it. They're getting their time in the sun to rape, rob, and cause discourse and chaos. They can take our jobs when they don't deserve them. Like you said, we're driving old beat-up cars and living in small trailers and everything while they're taking over our nice apartments or townhouses, whatever. Okay, that's going to go on for a little while, but there's going to be a price to pay for that. There's going to be a heavy price to pay for that. Even the black preachers and even a few of the rabbis lately have been putting out the messages that you people don't realize what you're doing. You're poking the eye of the bear. And sooner or later, or the lion, if you will, you're poking the eye of this beast. And when these white people finally get pissed off and they decide to make things right, it's going to get ugly really, really, really fast. Because these non-whites have power in our society only because of what the Jews have done. Our founding fathers never intended for non-whites or women to have any kind of governance or public office in our societies. None. And there's a reason for that, because how do you protect the nation or the race of the people that founded the country unless the people that make the rules, the laws, and sit in the jury boxes and in the courthouses are of your kind? So the fact that they have given political power and voting rights to all the people the founding fathers did not want to have it has caused this problem. And when we start the counter-revolution to drive these communists out of our country, all that's going to be reversed. all that will be reversed. They will be stripped of any titles, any kind of authority, any public offices they hold. And number one on that list is every Jew. Every Jew has to have everything taken from them and driven out of our country. That's the number one step to restoration of this world and our nations, is the Jew must be taken down from his high towers and driven from our lands. And if they won't go, well, then you turn it over to the good old boys and let them figure it out. But that's what has to happen. That's what Rudyard Kipling wrote about. That's what Kevin MacDonald and some of his stuff is writing about. The Scotsman that wrote that treatise on a military coup, he called it a military coup, but it's not the standing military that's going to create this coup. A military can be civilian soldiers. It doesn't have to be men and women in uniform. So there'll be a military coup, but it won't be the guys in the Army, the Marines, the SEALs. Some of them are going to jump ship and come to our side, but we can't count on the military anymore. They're run by the Pentagon, and the Pentagon's run by money, and the people that control the money are the same ones destroying our countries. So,
can I ask you one final question?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to take up so much of your time, but I've heard over the past 10 years so much about white hats doing things behind the scenes, and all of the top politicians are dead now, and there's just clones now, and there's going to be the Jacera and all the gold standard, and everything's coming back, and Trump's going to be inaugurated as president again, all these things. And it seems like there's always this intel going out that pacifies us, but nothing ever manifests with this.
True. True. And I have very dear friends that believe that stuff is going to happen. And like I've told people, I said, you know, does it need to happen? Oh, absolutely. Nasara and Gasara, do we need something like that? Sure we do. But here's my problem with it. Number one, like you said, I keep hearing about it, but I don't see the evidence of it. Number two, our Father get glorified by these things happening. All I hear about is untold wealth being given to the unwashed masses, people that don't love the Father, don't love his law. I don't know that they're going to repent. So how does that work? How does Gasara, Nasara, the white hats and all that, how does that work in a world that's become completely unrighteous? How does that work? That you're going to release all of this wealth on folks who have not repented of their turning away from the Father, the Creator. How does that work? I mean, to me, the book says that the storehouses of heaven are to be opened upon the righteous. And to me, the righteous are the people that love Yahweh and his law. So that's the part I can't piece right together.
Unless
even if it does
righteous
happen. Right, exactly.
Unless
so,
it's the righteous and the wise who are not taking the shot, and they'll be the ones left over.
Now, that could very well be. I have had that discussion with quite a few people. I said, you know, it's very possible that in the very near future, the world's population is going to be diminished considerably, which means there's going to be all kinds of real estate, property, homes, businesses, factories, basically there for the picking, because the people that own them now and the people working in them are going to be buried in the ground. And it's by their own hand. That's the amazing thing. It's they're doing it to themselves voluntarily. I mean, it's mind-numbing that people are going along with this stuff. But then again, how many of the people that are doing this have faith? Not very many. The people with faith, I don't think so. I think I'll trust my God-given immune system. I'll trust the herbs that Father Yahweh said, that food will be our medicine and medicine our food. And that's where I get my immune system, and all of my supplements are plant-based. And some of them are mineral-based, but none of them are pharmaceutical-based. I don't put any pharmaceuticals in my body. And I'm almost, I'm going to be 68 years old here very soon. And I feel better than I have for a very long time. I can still do pretty much anything I want to do. I don't know that I'd want to go back out on a football field and play football with these young guys. I'd probably get my butt kicked. But I could suit up and get on the field and still block, maybe even tackle. I can still play a game of baseball, softball, still play golf, still play volleyball. I sleep well, get out of bed. I don't have a lot of joint problems, arthritis. I got all my organs. So, and I'm not saying this for praise. I'm saying this as as an example of what righteous living can do for you. Because many years ago, and again, I say this because the Holy Spirit's real. And I feel sorry for the people that doubt that. It's real. And it was the Holy Spirit that told me when I was in my 20s that I needed to be very careful about my health. And I needed, that's when I started looking into the purified water and supplements. I didn't have the whole picture yet, but I started on a program to come away from drinking municipal water and unclean foods clear back in the 1970s. Because that's what that little, my pineal gland as my antenna and the Holy Spirit was telling me, it's poisonous. Fluoride is poisonous. Chlorine is poisonous. You do not drink it. And I've been doing that ever since. Same thing with the vaccinations. Don't put them in my body, and I don't get sick. I don't get sick. Everything that they're telling us to do to make us better actually makes us sicker. Everything's a lie. Everything is deception. The good news is all we got to do is throw away the lies and do and follow the truth, and there we can survive.
Yes, let's not take advice from our enemies. I say let's not take advice from our enemies. And anything they want us to do, the opposite.
Amen. That's right. Don't take advice from your enemy. That's a good way of putting it. Yep.
Well, it was nice to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Andy, I'm glad you called in. It's been a long time. It's nice to hear from you. Stay strong, brother. Stay strong.
I will try.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right, and folks, that was Andy up there in Michigan, Canada, just north of Michigan. Andy goes back a long ways. We were at going to the feast in the state of Michigan many years ago, and it was really a pleasure to meet him. And he's also a singer-songwriter, and someday when I figure out how to play music on this particular platform I'm on now, I'll play some of his music for you. But again, just as Andy was saying, you know, we are all prone to being misled by the fear porn. And again, what is fear? F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. It's fear porn, folks. It's, you know, we've talked about this for a long time. We're in the middle of a war, and it's a war for your mind. So it's like fourth generation warfare that they talk about all the time, okay? Fourth and fifth generation warfare. Instead of using bullets, and wars are very expensive, and they don't kill enough people, believe it or not. These megalomaniacs, these satanic people, want to eliminate a lot of mankind, and they knew a long time ago wars would not do it. They thought they could. They tried to make World War I and World War II, Korea and Vietnam, as bloody as they could, but the world wars were very bloody, no doubt about it. I've lost relatives in all of them. Okay? They tried to make them as bloody and destructive as possible. It still did not kill enough of us, okay? So they had to come up with a better way, and that's the deception. So they use their artificial intelligence. They feed all the data into their mega computers on how can we do this? Because these criminals that we're dealing with are not the sharpest tools in the shed. They're really not. That's why they hire Anglo-Saxon engineers and scientists to do their dirty work. That's why they want computers to do all this stuff, because they can then use the computers and act like they come up with the idea when really they didn't, just like Obama. Okay, they tried to present him as an intelligent man, but the guy's a mental midget, all right? That's just all there is to it. The guy is dumber than a rock, okay? But that shows you what they're able to do. And so these satanic forces sit around in their little offices and in their boardrooms or whatever, and they get their little paid-for henchmen to come in, and they write programs for the artificial intelligence algorithms to decipher. That's why they've been collecting data on us for decades, folks. Why do you think they want everything online? They want you to do everything on your phone so they can collect data to feed into the computer to figure out what to tell you, how to deceive you. How do we get them to kill themselves? Isn't that what our Sun Tzu in The Art of War said? It's the greatest warrior that can win the war without a single arrow being shot. In other words, get your enemy to defeat themselves psychologically so that you don't even have to go onto the battlefield. That's what's being done to the white race today. Okay? I hate to tell you that, but that's exactly what's being done. It's also affecting the other races, but the object is to get the white race, particularly the white men. Okay? The white men. And Ella says here, righteous women only, and kill the fiat money, which that's the root of the power for the Jew. Miscegenation or race mixing was the cause of the flood. Noah was pure in his generations. Amen. And that's in Genesis chapter 6, talking about that. Let's see, what else does she have in here? Okay. Well, that's right. Will tell us before he does anything, we just wait until he moves us. Amen. And we've talked about that verse in the Bible that says that. He does nothing without warning us first through his prophets. Prophetes in the Greek, prophets. He warns you. So fear porn is a manipulation tool to get us to, first of all, lose our fight. Lose our unity. That's why he wants to get us all fighting each other over what sex we are, married, unmarried, racial tension, children against parents, parents against children, blah, blah, blah. Now it's diaper wearers and those that don't. It's vaxxers against anti-vaxxers, blah, blah, blah. Fear porn to get chaos to distract us away from our enemy who's right in front of us. They're on the TV tube every night. And they both, all of our enemies have either R or D beside their name. So political party doesn't make one bit of difference anymore. Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. Politicians are our enemies. They're not our friends. Government is not our friends, folks. Never has been. That's why the Founding Fathers said, never trust government, ever. That was the whole reason for the Constitution and for taking a sworn oath of office, was so that you take that oath and you break that oath, you are now a criminal and can be dealt with as a criminal. Okay, that's how much they feared government. And that's why the writers of the scriptures refer to governments as beasts. Wild beasts always looking and prowling for prey, ravenous. And that's exactly how governments operate. They want to get more, grow bigger, own more, and take more prey through taxation, confiscation, imprisonment, threats, you name it. Doesn't matter to them. As soon as one of these sons of bitches gets into office, the first thing he wants to do is get reelected, and number two, increase the budget, number three, increase the size of government. Every single one of them. That's why I've said from day one, a military coup of righteous men, particularly white men, to throw our enemies onto the ground and then get back under the laws of our Father. That's called a theocracy. And a lot of people say, oh, that sounds old-fashioned, Dan. We can't do that. We got to be progressive. We got to do like the rest of the world. You know, they got big, massive, bloated bureaucracy government, so why shouldn't we? What? What? You think Adam was put upon the earth to become part of government? Adam was put here to take orders from the non-whites? Adam was put here to be servants to Satan's kids? What? Where do you read that? Where does that even fit in with logic? Sorry, I don't get it. The deep state and their lies are being found out, and it's falling apart. It's falling apart. That's why it says, as the dragon, the beast or dragon, as it realizes it's losing its control, it's being discovered and found out, his anger would be great because his time is short. Just remember, don't expect your enemy to just get up and walk off the battlefield without a fight. That's not going to happen. They've gotten away with stuff way too long. They've got way too many crimes to answer for. They have to go for the ring now, the brass ring. They have to establish worldwide communism, which is their only protection. Total control of the courts and the government and the banking, and complete subjugation, particularly of the white race. But they will actually end up subjugating all races because, according to their holy book, the Talmud, every race is an animal other than the Jew. And every race is slaves to the Jew. That's in their holy book. And they talk about that openly. The scriptures tell us that the people rejoice when the righteous rule, but they mourn when the wicked are in governance. And we see that in front of our faces today, don't we? Where are the righteous ruling today? Can somebody tell me where that is? Because I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see righteousness pretty much in any government. Ralph, no, I'm not on the road. I'm just real quick going through the chat room here to see if there was anything in particular to me. No, I'm in headquarters right now. Don't plan on being on the road anytime soon. And every day that goes by, as Andy was alluding to it, I think we need to take for sure at this time one day at a time, folks. That's all we can do, okay? 16 months ago, nobody would have predicted we would have been through this whole charade of this nonsensical COVID bullshit story and what they have hid behind and completely changed our societies and further decimated our societies, especially the middle class. Typical of communism. Communism always goes after the middle class, get rid of it. So everybody's used to being either you're part of the poor, the working poor, or the ultra rich. That's the only two classes, and the communists are always going to occupy those upper. So all you people out there that think communism's so great, you've just assigned yourself to slavery, because that's where you're going to end up. All right. If you don't believe me, go read the books by Alexander Solzhenitsyn and the other Russians who lived through the Bolshevik, which is a euphemism for Jewish revolution. Basically, it was a military coup of Russia. It wasn't a revolution because Russians are white. Jews are not white. Jews are a foreign entity, a cancer in Russia. They hated the Tsar, because he and his family were Christian. They hate the ethnic white Russian Christians. They hate them. Always have. And so it was an overthrow. It wasn't a Russian revolution, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. Okay? It wasn't ethnically white Russians that were revolting. It was a Jewish Bolshevik takeover. And they use terror to do it. They will use it here. Okay? What do you think BLM and Antifa and all that's about? Is to terrorize you. And they're using their control of the media to do. All right? It's not hard to figure out, folks. It really isn't. So not only do we have a... Ralph says Belarus might be righteous. Well, if we can find that, send me information on somebody that's doing it right, and I'll be glad to put it out there. The only thing I heard recently was Iceland, when they forgave the debt and they put 70-some bankers in prison. That's close to doing the right thing, and I think Spain, Vietnam, and one or two other countries did the same thing. Just erase the national debt. We don't owe it to the bankers, folks. It's fiction, just like COVID is. It's fiction. The national debt. We owe interest for money that doesn't exist? How does that work? How is it that we owe monies out of our savings accounts, our businesses, and our paychecks to a bunch of bankers who created ledger entries on their books, but no real money, no real wealth? Okay? Think about that real hard for a minute. Who says we owe a national debt to a bunch of damn bankers? Just write it off. It's easy. You just have to have the guys with the guns behind the people that are righteous and are going to do the right things. See, that's what's lacking. Right now, all the guys that are the trigger pullers out there, they're working for the wrong people. So when the white man finally figures out that these people mean to exterminate us, and it's time to start fighting back, then Father's going to help us. But right now, we're not doing that. We're still cowering. We're still going along with the charade. Okay? He's waiting for us to finally get our stones back in our sacks and do the things that Yahweh put the men of Israel here to do. Jacob Israel, the white race, not these Jews. Jews have been the anathema of the mankind from the time they first showed up. No point in history were they ever a blessing to anybody. So that proves that they're not Abraham or Abraham's seed. They haven't been a blessing anywhere they've ever been. Never in the history of mankind. They're trying to scrub that off of the history books and everything else, but facts are facts. All you got to do is look at their history, look at the way they behave, or as Christ himself said, judge them by their fruits. Their fruits are ugly, toxic, just like the darnel plant or the tare, the wheat and the tares. The tare is a darnel plant with black, ugly, toxic seeds, instead of being like wheat with the golden grains that provide nourishment and are beautiful in the fields. The darnel plant sticks straight up with these black, toxic seeds. So if you consume them, you will get extremely sick and possibly even die. That's how toxic they are. And when the Jew plants himself in a white society, or any society, but particularly a white society, he does the exact same thing. he becomes toxic, just like the seeds of the darnel plant. See, Scripture is warns us about a lot of things if we were to pay attention. We're not good at paying attention. Did you ever notice that? Not good at all. And again, how did we get deceived? How did we get to this point where the white race is diminishing? Our lands have been infiltrated by illegal aliens, aliens of all kind. They have infiltrated our forms of government. All of our institutions have been polluted. For instance, my sister was a executive secretary for people in the administration of the hospital. Hospital in Tampa, and during her tenure there, she saw it go from pretty much all white staff, nurses, doctors, and staff being one of the best hospitals in America to where today it's all full of aliens. Healthcare there has gone down tremendously, as it has in almost all of the clinics, hospitals, and doctors' offices that are full of non-whites. And again, I'm not saying non-whites don't have a right to life or whatever, but I'm saying they don't add to our societies, folks. The founding fathers understood that. That was a mere 270 years ago. Okay? They understood simple facts. They studied real history at that time before the Jews got in there and mucked up all the records. They understood what these people do. That's why many people fled Europe to come here, because the Europe was already infested with these creatures walking on two legs, these antichrists. And they fled the European scene to get away from it and come to the wilderness, which was North America. Norte Americano. Norte America. But we don't seem to retain knowledge very long, and we don't seem to pay attention very long, and so now we're in big trouble. Big, big trouble. But, again, it's that time when, under this persecution, under these dark days, this is when he finds out who his true sons and daughters are. He finds out who's actually reading the book, reading the scriptures, and applying them in their life. Just like we talked about the golden rule. How many people are actually following the premise of that? It's not hard. I want to read a quote for you real quick. This is Richard Buckminster Fuller. A lot of people just call him Buckminster Fuller. But he said here, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. Now, let that sink in. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. To come out of Babylon and to create societies that live according to his law, which includes the outlawing of all race mixing, period, and all of the other abominations. He gave us the tools to do that. We don't need to change everything all at once. All we have to do is, just like the movie Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. The sons and daughters who hate this system and are looking for a way out, if a bunch of Israelites got together and built a working model, just like he's talking about here, our brothers and sisters would abandon where they're at and they would come to it. At least that's how I see it. So we'll find out, though, here in the near future. But in the meantime, stay strong, stay alert, folks. If you have something that's important to come on to the show, you're certainly welcome. Just contact me, let me know when you would like to do the show, and we will do an interview and get that information out. But There's a lot of deception out there. A lot of information has been hidden from us. There's a lot of technology out there that's been hidden from us. I think part of what's going to turn this thing around for his children is the fact that we're going to see some of this hidden stuff revealed, and we're going to have access to it, stuff that we have not had access to up till now. That's going to be a game changer. And I believe a lot of people are fed up with what they see and look for alternative answers instead of the canned answer that we just have to elect a Democrat or a Republican and solve everything. Politicians are, for the most part, just pieces of shit. Okay? They're scum. They're whores, just like the media. They're whores. Just like the preachers and pastors today. They're whores. All of them are whores. They've sold their souls and their bodies for money. They're whores, and whores aren't going to fix anything. Okay? They want you to believe they can, but the truth is they can't fix anything. So we're going to go ahead and end it for tonight. That's all I really had. So, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We would ask that you would walk with all of them. Any that are afflicted with a disease or ailment, we'd ask that the Holy Spirit minister unto them and send angels unto them with knowledge and wisdom. We also ask for our warriors out there that they be given good discernment, that they can make proper preparations. You have an army that's hidden out there, Father. I know you do. And you've also laid your hand and blessed and anointed certain men of our race as true leaders of our flock. I pray that they will remain strong, steadfast, with clear vision. I pray that you would watch over them and protect them, and that our people would recognize these prophets and leaders that will help lead them out, just like Moses and Aaron helped lead them out of Egypt, that at this end of the age period of time, that these individuals will help lead our people out of this tyranny and bondage that they find themselves in. So until that time comes, Father, your true sons and daughters, again, we ask a blessing upon them. Forgive any sins and shortcomings that we might have, and help us to be the real men and women that you've always wanted us to be, and to live by your law, not our law, not man's law, but your law and your law alone. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.